Two new drugs for treating patients with COVID-19 are awaiting authorization from the FDA, and both may be effective against the Omicron variant. One, made by Merck, got a thumbs up from an FDA advisory committee earlier this week. The other, from Pfizer, is still waiting for review. NPR's Joe Palca has a story of how Pfizer came up with its new drug and why it may work against Omicron.
Pfizer wasn't exactly starting from zero. Michael Dolston is Pfizer's chief scientific officer. He says during the SARS outbreak in 2003, company scientists began to search for ways to combat that coronavirus. In particular, they looked for proteins crucial for the virus to replicate once it infected someone. One viral protein they focused on is called a protease.
We have learned that protease is a key regulator for the virus to unleash its machinery and hijack the human cells.
They thought if they could find a compound that would disrupt the protease, it would essentially stop the virus dead in its tracks. That search petered out when the 2003 SARS outbreak passed. No disease, no market for a drug. But Dolston says the knowledge gained convinced them a protease inhibitor would work to corral the coronavirus causing COVID-19. They made computer models of the protease protein and assembled drug candidates that might block it.
We actually had to design and synthesize some 600 unique chemical compounds.
That was just the start. They had to test each compound to see how well it prevented the virus from infecting cells in the lab, whether it would do the same thing in animals infected with the virus, and whether it could be taken as a pill. And they wanted to do it all fast.
We put in place some very aggressive timelines where we made all of this happen over 4 months to come down to the optimal medicine.
In the end, they had a candidate they thought would work. They mixed it in a pill with an old drug called ritonavir that extended the action of the protease inhibitor. This past July, Pfizer began a study of people infected with the coronavirus who were at high risk of developing severe COVID. Half got the new drug within 3 to 5 days of the onset of symptoms, half a placebo. Dolston says the study was halted early because the drug appeared to be working. He says there was nearly a 90% reduction in hospitalization.
And 100% protection against death.
One good thing about this drug is since it's a pill, it can be taken at home, unlike some current therapies which require an infusion. And because it's not affected by changes in the spike protein, Dolston says he expects the new drug will work equally well against any variant of the COVID virus, including Omicron. Although Pfizer has not yet published details of its study, researchers seem impressed. Stanley Perlman is a microbiologist at the University of Iowa, where he's been working on coronaviruses for decades.
I think this drug, along with the drug from Merck, are both very promising antivirals that, as we had predicted early in this pandemic, work when given early in the infectious course.
Perlman says the key to preventing damage from a coronavirus infection is to stop the virus from replicating and spreading throughout someone's body. Perlman says protease isn't the only viral protein that might lead to a viable treatment.
I think there's several other targets that are important in how the virus reproduces. But the most important thing to think about for all of them is they almost all have to be given very early after infection to really have a role in helping prevent people from progressing to more severe disease.
And since it looks like we'll be living with COVID-19 for a while, drug makers have an incentive to develop other kinds of drugs to treat the disease. Joe Palca, NPR News.